So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Oh, yeah, you got to love this. The Diddy thing gave us one big moment. Dom Giordano's show that Diddy supporters, Mediaite reporting. Henry, you might be able to find that, too. It's right at the top left for YouTube. Pouring baby oil on each other following the verdict. You got to love it.
Oh, come on.
You got to love it. Oh, my God. What's the brand? He'll probably be advertising it. P. Diddy,
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson, like, yes.
Who are these people?
50 Cent saying he's like the gay, 50 Cent's words in quotes, he's like the gay John Gotti escaping this. I mean, it was pretty obvious stuff. We've seen the video. We know about the exhausting travelogue of this. And all that he ends up with, essentially, just boiling down the minutia, is something along the lines of prostitution. Think a pimp or something, I guess. And he may be sentenced to just time served. That's what it may come down to. But the followers out there pouring baby oil on each other. Megyn Kelly going off on this. How could this be? I mean, I don't know any smoking gun as far as why the jury would go down this path, other than, you know, juries, any number of juries in cases like this, urban juries, is it like an OJ thing of sorts here? Diddy's being, I even see some of these right-wing influencers who are tending towards saying, well, nobody does anything anymore. It's all frame. It's deep state and all. No, he did it. We've seen enough stuff. Now, is it racketeering and all, you know, complicated charge? That was one I didn't think they were going to go for. I'm just glad it's over, so it's not in the news as much. But pouring baby oil over each other, That is an unusual way to celebrate.
I don't even know if I want to play this.
What happened? Yeah, I mean, well, I think they're clothed and all, but
they are. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they strip a little bit and they just lather it on themselves.
Oh my God! All right,
dance around. Not. Everyone's like, yeah.
I want people to go OMG. To YouTube, but yeah. I don't know. I got a coin flip on this one. Should we show?
I don't want to get the channel banned from YouTube.
Well, that right? Yeah, they might be. Well, look, it's at Mediaite showing it.
There's a popular.
Yeah, there we go. Again, the thing that offends me more, and two conversations. I'm always going to be in favor of the death penalty. I'm always going to be the voice pushing for the death penalty. Apparently, that's out of vogue. So last night, I'm doing this national show, big-time lawyer on, who was a prosecutor at one point, and he said, look, this guy's going to stay in jail. Why do you keep on going back to the death penalty? And then I did a TV show today, and a person I like, we're talking there, and after a while, she was like, but he is going to stay in jail for life. It's like, what am I missing here? We have the death penalty. And then they start, well, won't they be more in pain because there will be appeals and it'll be in the news? How do you think Maureen Faulkner feels every day knowing that Mumia Abu-Jamal is still alive, that she has to deal with this? And given Larry Krasner gone in the tank and God knows what, and he's ill, then he may get out of jail. I could see that happening. I know you don't believe it. Remember, I called it if it happens. Oh, no, it's assured life imprisonment. How does this guy plead guilty and not get the death penalty? And the family's outraged. They weren't consulted. They weren't brought in. And we hear, one person told me, well, you know how much it cost? Do you see how insidious the left is in progressives? We talked about this. The first time they started with this aggravating mitigating, right there. You know what's aggravating? Murdering my loved one. You know what's aggravating? This maniac from Buckingham coming over here to Temple and killing a police officer whose young children now still text him. They're texting with daddy beyond the grave. You've heard the widow. Well, it's not going to bring him back. How many phony, it's at the heart of progressivism. Well, it's not going to bring him back having him sit in jail and maybe get out. And just the unnerving of this, that this guy's still alive. Why are they alive? Why is this so hard to understand? But every argument in the world is from aggravating, mitigating. Well, mitigating, you know, he didn't have a pony when he was a kid. His parents were rotten. Aggravating, he killed two people. Why do you have to kill two people? Why does it have to be a cop? That's what bothers me the most about it. It ought to be pretty simple. We used to believe this. If you take a life under the criteria, first-degree murder in the state, the life is the important thing. That life, it doesn't matter who it is, how many times we have to say this, or the circumstances, if it meets first-degree murder. I'm looking at the father and the mom leaving court right now in Idaho, of all places, saying that. And routinely, you see people cold-hearted. Well, why do they want the death penalty? What don't they understand? Of course I'd want the death penalty. And not just for my family or even listeners or whatever, for anybody, I feel it. I feel it with Maureen Faulkner. We're not supposed to believe that anymore. Catholic Church complicit in this. Someday they may tell us you can't believe it. I wouldn't be surprised. And yet the polling indicates that Americans say they're pro-death penalty. Again, day and night, the left is on the march. Incrementally, pushing, that we have to deal with this. It is such a simple thing. No, I don't have to defend myself because I believe in the death penalty. Why do you think Mumia should be alive, causing this type of pain still? Having his own radio show. I wonder how many listeners know about that. You might be a new listener. For quite a period of time, Mumia had his own radio show. He was the commencement speaker at Antioch, and I believe at least three or four other colleges, universities from jail. Just think about this stuff. An Ivy League school paid about $250,000 for his writings to set up a library of Mumia. The French named streets after him. here in Philadelphia, the MOVE crowd, still is on the march for him. And if I had to set the odds, I'd put it 50-50. Someday he walks out of jail due to Krasner and due to his ill health. You know, he's an old guy now. He's got hepatitis C. What good would it be to keep him in jail? They will never do that. Okay, we'll see. But seeing this Korberger guy, and apparently a college professor blames herself a little bit. Why blame the college? Her course was on serial killers. And the argument is he took the course, was an A student, and that's where he got a lot of his ideas from. And Idaho, you know, not even a place like New York or Philadelphia, he'll avoid the death penalty. So with Sean Combs, to me, it looked pretty obvious what he was up to. And yet, maximum is probably going to be something like time served already. Again, it's a tabloid case. To be honest, I never care about these things, but it is a big national story. And you wonder, how does anybody ever get convicted of anything major like this? That's why it's so obvious in the killing of Officer Fitzgerald that the killer, the jury, I took 18 minutes. And I think they did that to pretend like they were talking back there. All right, let's just sit here, drink something, 15 minutes, 18. Okay, let's go back out. 18 minutes guilty. So if it took 18 minutes, come on. How's there no death penalty there? All right, let's go to Carmine calling from his car. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Carmine, welcome in. Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment on this City of Philadelphia Union.
Yes.
So for the past 30 years, I've been dealing with unions on the management side. I was in the union for a while. And I saw how these certain unions only protect the people that do not work. I didn't see them protecting the people that sit there and bust their ass and do their job every day.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with one union, which I feel all unions should work the same way. The millwrights union do not actually work for the company. They work for the millwrights. The company pays for their time. The millwrights take money out for their vacation. The millwrights pay for their benefits, medical, dental, and all of that. But they come in, and I watch these guys work weekends, holidays, all these times without any issues and doing their job to the best of their ability and the safest I've ever seen out of any union I've met. So how can the city's union talk about how they need this, this, and this, and then, of course, try to strong-arm the city just before the 4th of July to that they're going to go on strike when they know all these festivities are going on? Basically, it's extortion, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, it is, you know? And that's why, Carmine, they shouldn't allow these things to end around something like July 4th. They ought to be more at it, you know, the contract ought to be extended into August when it's not as important. Thank you, Carmine. Have a nice day. Thank you for the call. By the way, AOC gave a stinging rebuke today of the president's no tax on tips, calling it a scam. And she was a little bit better than Raskin that I played for you, saying with her vast experience with this, look, I don't demean that experience. Although she goes bridges too far, she didn't grow up in the Bronx, as you know. She was more just like Crockett. They were more in the gilded suburban area. She did work as a bartender, ultimately, as far as I can tell. So there's that. That's good. And it informs her experience. But she's still playing the same card. No, people think she thinks it's a scam. The better thing to do is to tax someone else, and then you'll get better government services. They're just misreading this. People love the no tax on tips. They love the no tax on overtime, the Social Security one, things like that. People want their own money. You're not going to be convincing to Americans, 80%, it's an 80-20 again, that they're better off having the government take their money than send it back to them in some way, shape, or form. They know exactly what happens with that. And even if the government knew what they were doing, You mean to say individuals really want to give up their money and let someone else make that decision? No, they don't. So AOC is better at this than Jamie Raskin and some of the other Democrats, but they don't get it. It's a loser. Trump heard it from a waitress. Bang, right in. Why didn't we do this before? That's a good question. We should have thought of this. This is creative. It's catchy. It's effective. I'd love to hear from you. AOC saying it's a scam. How much would this mean for you? Maybe you had a job before where it was tip-oriented. How much would it mean for you? It's got to be some degree of money that people are keeping. Now, here's the thing, and I'll be open to this. I don't see it making people tip less. Are people actually going to use that as an excuse? And I love talking about tipping and talk radio. It's one of the all-time great things because, you know, the reason is people like it. It gives us power. It's the one thing where people, they might be modest means, but they have the power to determine what they're going to do based on service. So are people now we're being told going to say, I'm going to tip less because you're getting more back in taxes. I'm not going to be as generous. I don't think so. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. Right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
And that is right. And we are playing for a pair of lawn tickets to see Rod Stewart one last time tour July 12th. Oh, just a week away from Saturday at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Henry, it's yours.
Yeah, Dom. So today we are asking for that all-time kind of religious media personality.
Right.
This person has been called a religious term in their time, a demon, if you can believe it or not. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of going the other way on this one.
All right.
This is the person you're not going to hear preaching any sermons or anything. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. With a penchant for drugs and women. Not exactly someone you want preaching to, you know, on a Sunday sermon there. But here he is about 20 years ago, singing Amazing Grace with a singer named Juliet Hamilton at a big mega church. I want to know the name of this Hall of Fame rock and roller singing Amazing Grace. Let's take a listen.
Oh, stop it. I love Amazing Grace. Get him out.
Oh, you don't like?
I don't like it so far, no.
A wretch like me. Well, I once was lost, but now I'm found.
I like the backup people and or the audience.
Oh, that's
better.
That's Juliet Hamilton right there singing the backup vocals. Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking for the singer. He a cover Amazing Grace. I don't know who did Amazing Grace originally.
I don't know who did it either, but he's doing a duet here with Juliet Hamilton
back
in 2006.
But not
this Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Not exactly a guy you'd have be preaching.
No, not. I'm surprised he didn't burst into flames as soon as he walked through the door.
All right, so 855-839-1210. Hit us with that, and you are going off to see Rod Stewart over here at The Man on just about a week away. 855-839-1210. Jump in, hit us with.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
That.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, Henry, tying into what we're talking about today, Jimmy Swaggart passes away at 90. Religious figure, not necessarily televangelist, hooked in with a media platform. All right, who is covering Amazing Grace here? All right, let's go to Pam. You like that there?
I did, a little bit, yeah.
All right, Pam in Monroeville. All right, Pam, who's covering the song?
Steven Tyler. Hello?
All right, Henry was deciding whether it was the right answer. It is Steven Tyler. Pam, enjoy Rod Stewart. Yeah, Steven Tyler's big-time voice, entertainer, et cetera.
Yeah, he's the demon of screaming, as I was alluding to earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
One of his nicknames.
Okay.
So
Pam's the winner, off to sea on July 12th. Pair of tickets, Rod Stewart, One Last Time Tour at the Mann Center, lawn seats in Philadelphia. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Hope to have them tomorrow, and I'll be here on Friday. We won't be doing Money Melody on Friday, but we will have the side question on Independence Day, and I will give you my top 10 founding fathers.
Ooh.
Kirk, who's your number one founding father? Every year when I do this list, the controversy, people go nuts. So on July 4th, that's good. Number one founding father.
Jefferson.
That's hard to beat. Henry, how about yours?
So is a founding father anyone who signed the Declaration?
That would be a good, yeah.
John Hancock.
All right.
Still uses his name today.
I don't know that he makes the top 10, but I take your point. It's when you get down to like the fourth or fifth that the fighting starts over this whole deal. And I admit a bias against Hamilton. The play is well done, but I hate the thing behind it. You know, it's kind of a subtle attack on the Founding Fathers. By the way, the House is debating the big, beautiful bill. They're going through rules debates, and all Republicans are voting yes, and Democrats are voting nay. That's where we are. No vote yet. I think it will be tomorrow, sometime during the show, then we're going to know whether or not they have the votes. If they don't have them then it starts to get tricky. Got to do it by July 4th. You know what will happen if that doesn't happen. The dithering starts, the opening up other stuff. All right, so I mentioned Scott Jennings, who is just unbelievable. Had him on a national show last night. He's dropping a new book out on November 18th. I have the exact title here somewhere, but there was a key. Yeah, I mentioned it early on today. Scott's book is A Revolution of Common Sense: How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for, and you're thinking, America, which he is. But the title is Western Civilization. Are you getting it? Jennings brilliantly saying that it's much more than just America and some of the things we see. These people are anti-civilization, anti-Western civilization. You see some of the elements that this guy represents in New York City. They're not just against Trump, America, their usual. It's bigger than that. So I expect this book. He told me he's got page after page of interviews with President Trump, but also Elon Musk. And that's kind of rare. But the theory is this is the last best hope for Western civilization. Europe isn't up to it. They're part of the problem to defend against this. And when you see the guy in New York, the Democrat nominee, he crawls with things that are anti-Western civilization. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with that all-time religious figure that you believe is of note that had some kind of media platform. We'll get a winner. Name will go into the hat. Tomorrow, I saw this. I haven't seen it yet. It's not the type of film. I mean, I don't dislike Brad Pitt. Formula One, F1 is the name of the film. And I saw a review in National Review that said this is a heck of a sports film. You know, and I guess auto racing, you have to be fairly athletic to do some of this stuff. It's not back in the day of big fat guys just sitting there who could drive fast and crash and all that stuff. So tomorrow, we're probably going to ask all-time sports movie, but be thinking of a scene in it that drives it. Think of that scene. Just don't, you know, say Rocky. Is it a line? Is it a particular scene in there? I know what it is in Rocky. I'm not going to say, I'll wait till tomorrow. That drives it. But I used to have Ray Dininger on. He and Glenn Mack now wrote the great sports book, The Top 100 Sports Films. I'd have to look it up to see the one they chose number one. And we'll hit that tomorrow on Independence Day. I'm going to do something along the lines of The Great Patriot, something like that, or, you know, 100 Things We Love About America, something like that. Your name will go into the hat. And you can be the winner on Friday. All right. And there'll probably be a $50 gift card to Gallo's. Right now, the way to get in is 855-839-1210. As I said with this book, A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization, just makes a tremendous amount of sense. It is Western civilization that's on the line. Look at college campuses. Look at what they're doing with Jewish students. Look at how far this goes. Look at their fixation with the Free Palestine stuff, with some of the more radical forms of Islam. That's what's at stake here. In America, Donald Trump, even if he doesn't articulate it that way, I think Jennings is right. That's what Trump is up to. That's what he's doing. All right, coming to your calls. We'll get a winner soon here on Talk Radio 12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
10. All right, Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. So, Thomas Massey from Kentucky. You know, it's a kind of the house version of Rand Paul to some degree. Now claims he has a block of 10 Republicans who are adamantly not going to sign off on the big, beautiful bill. Now, this guy's turned into a grandstander, and Trump is really going after him, so I understand the back and forth. But he's not a guy that I think would lie, so on paper, he might have that. The bottom line, though, is the president, no public events today. I think he's on the phone just repeatedly. Are they really going to resist in the end, knowing that if this doesn't pass and we get past July 4th, this gets reopened? You know what that's going to be like. Look, they've had plenty of time. The dithering just worked between now and the deadline on July 4th. I don't care if you bring a cot in there. What do we have to do to get this done? What's the impasse? It's hard. And I despise having to sign off on this $40,000 for these people in places like Jersey and all, usually wealthier, to get their break because of Jersey being confiscatory. But okay, we've done that. It appears that illegals still would get Medicaid. But Massey and these others, what's the glitch here? What is it specifically they can't sign off on? And I think people know the consequences. I played you Jim Jordan, who I just talked with about this. And I don't like aspects of this. But I realized the consequence. And I'm looking forward to the midterms in the sense of three things. If this passes, the economy's going to soar. Two, this guy in New York is making it so difficult for Democrats. They don't know what to say. Do they endorse? Are they with him or not? They can't figure out a way to deal with it. And as we close on the midterms, I feel very good about it. You know, even though the party in power, we know that usually loses, I think we're able to hold this. But if this doesn't pass, then I don't see it. I mean, you know it, and I know it, that there's not going to be any of those things I talked about. Here we go. I don't believe there's 10 that are diehard, that are willing to just, no matter what, they're not going to sign off on this. Now, I don't know what they want. I don't know all the back and forth on this. Is it possible to get them over the finish line, say, by tomorrow night? Yeah, I think it is. But there are going to be a couple, at least, and Massey's one, that are not going to vote for it. And all we need is 4, and it's over. We've been over backwards putting stuff in here like that salt tax that I just can't stand. But I take the point of Jim Jordan. All right, then where are we going to go? The other thing is the president has had the last 10 days or so success after success. It's on a roll. Would this stop it? I mean, just look at this story with Penn. I can't emphasize how difficult it is to get Penn to apologize to the former female athletes, to take away, strip, so to speak, Leah Thomas of his accomplishments, to ban trans athletes from women's sports, call it what you will, in the future, following Title IX. It's a big win that may open up other things. So how in the world are we going to let a few of these guys, are they the principled ones? Have they been in Washington enough? Is that what they're voting on, or is there some other agenda here? Little hard to say because there's a number of them. Let's go to Craig in Maryland. And Craig, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Craig, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good, very good. What do you have today, Craig?
Okay, well, I've had a lot of time to think on a few things, and I'm glad I came up with for the question of the day is our buddy Jim Jones down in Guyana. Not only did he get a TV movie out of it, we also now don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
If you either drink the Kool-Aid, it's bad. It's
right.
Become a cultural phenomenon. And one other point, when you had Jim Jordan on, listening to him talk, he has to say what he has to say, and I can believe it to a point. When I look at Schumer or Pelosi or whatever, and they're saying anything, I see the words coming out of their mouth and hear, Biden was just fine. He's the best he's ever
exactly.
been.
Yeah, exactly.
For 4 years. I mean, I don't want to hear from any of them that kids are going to die from this bill. Just shut up.
No, it's ridiculous.
Just
look, it's able-bodied men when we break it down. But look, Craig, some of these Republicans I have on, they are treating Medicaid like Social Security as the third rail here. I think they have to do a better job, just as we are, in explaining exactly what would happen here. Thanks, Craig. Jim Jones is a really good one. All right, so we got that. One of the things I'm most amazed about with Trump, there's no way that I think this usually would work. Paramount now is settling for at least $16 million. I've seen estimates of $30 million for what they did with the fooling around with the taping and the answers of Kamala Harris in the 60 Minutes interview. Trump won with George Stephanopoulos. There are any number of other things. You got to understand libel, defamation laws. When you're that big of a public celebrity, name recognition, et cetera, as Donald Trump, it's very difficult to win under the rules that we have. But one way or another, this is another example of the media having to admit they did the wrong things here, change their policy, and pay him $16 million at least. Paramount is the parent company, but it's CBS News, CBS 60 Minutes. So they keep on rolling on. Is this president, in the end, going to be done in, though? by Tom Massey and 9 or 10 other Republicans? I don't think so. But I can't possibly be inside and see what's going on here, since it's not one thing. It's any number of them that want different things or saying different things, and then you have the same thing with the Senate. I thought the Senate, at the end of the day, as much as I think they have the better position on Medicaid, I think they went after it more. In the House, they seem to be afraid to do that. Can't have these people on Medicaid. This is an 80-20 issue in the polling. When you tell them the lion's share of people on Medicaid that we're talking about are not working, and all they're being asked to do is to work 80 hours a month or volunteer to continue to get Medicaid, why are Republicans having a hard time breaking through with that? They are, though. And the Senate bill says for women that have a child over the age of 15, so the first part in the House is childless men, but women are included on the Senate side. Makes sense to me. All right, let's grab one more here. All right, Joe in Exton, really outside the box today. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Jim.
After I present my answer, I have a comment.
Sure.
My all-time evangelist is Moses, who led society on a path of moral behavior with a set of rules called the Ten Commandments. Now, for my comment, regarding that book on Western civilization, it's always been my contention that America represents the logical conclusion of Western Europe and, therefore, of Western civilization.
Absolutely. That's why I put it in the title, Joe. I kind of think you would be advising him. Thank you. I mean, it's not just America. Joe would be saying, what about Western civilization? Exactly. I'm glad that Scott Jennings did that. Well, I don't know that Moses was a media figure. Hey, one other thing. Pam Bondi, and I know how much people want to get at this. I get it. Pam Bondi has raised the stakes to around the Epstein files, claiming they're going through tens of thousands of videos. Now, I've been saying all along, the Epstein thing. All right, I think Epstein killed himself, but okay, here we go, back and forth. Don't tease this, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel. In other words, every time you bring up something like this, how long do we have to wait? You got people on it. Let us know what you think about this. Let us know what the conclusion is here. Put something out. They teased it up and then delivered nothing essentially on it. So, Henry, do you think he killed himself?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely
Kirk,
not.
How about you?
Agreed.
He did kill himself?
No, I
agree with me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Didn't kill himself. Well, you guys got to show me the tape. I mean, they have tape running and all that stuff.
I want to see this tape just as much as you. And they, all those guys, Bongino and all of them, saying, I've seen the tape.
Right.
Or except he didn't say that.
I do, too.
There is a conspiracy that allegedly the cameras were turned off. And
well, we'll know that if they are. I mean, this forensically, we'll know.
But I am with you. I'm just sick of them being like, oh, we got some Epstein nuggets. And they're like, all right, let's hear it.
No
and
nugget.
It's like, hold on a second. And then they come out with nothing.
I would say this is suspicious. My usual thing is incompetency on this. They want to say something in order to still the waters, and they ought to be quiet until they're really willing to do something. And, of course, you got the other side saying, oh, they're covering up for Trump. Bragg and others would have gotten at this. If they could have tied Trump to this, they would have gotten it. What the motivation is, not to put out the Epstein stuff, I'm not sure.
I do feel like it is almost a cover-up for something, the way they keep teasing, oh, it's a big announcement, and then nothing burger right after.
Yeah.
It does feel like they want to say something but cannot because some forces at play aren't letting them.
They ought to not bring it up, though.
They shouldn't.
I've interviewed her a dozen times. She's really sharp. Don't bring it up, then, until you're ready to bring it up. Saying, oh, there's tens of thousands of videos. Here we go, even more out there. It sets it off. All right. It is the lightning round. We're going to get a winner here. Great question. Great answers today. All-time religious figure that had a media platform of one sort or another. I don't know that Moses was on Facebook.
He had followers, though.
He had followers.
Went all through the desert.
Millions of followers.
That's true. He made it at the end of the desert. He may have been doing something there. Joe's right. I'm glad Joe agrees with the book title, The Western Civilization. All right, we wrap it up with the lightning round next on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. By the way, one observation from Twitter of my own. Does the P. Diddy case tell us that the Me Too movement is over at its height? Think of all the people the last couple of years. It hasn't been like it was when we saw a number of people turned out. Or is it just the celebrity status in these urban juries? All right. Hit us with that religious figure. Joe in Columbus. Hey, Joe. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom. When I heard my entry's theatrical recitation this week, I could not help but think of Jimmy Swaggart immediately when he was saying, "I failed you, I failed you." And Dom, he got caught with prostitutes not once but twice.
Yeah,
I don't know if we fit to remember that.
Yeah,
but my entry was, you know, it turned politics into a Pentecostal and charismatic evangelistic revival with Betsy Pringle saying, the things.
All the things.
And she couldn't define, like every liberal cannot define what the things are.
Absolutely, Joe. Brilliantly played. That is a very good one. Yeah, she's playing the religious card. I don't know what else to call it. I'm watching the family in Idaho, the Mogan family, react to the plea deal hearing. And all I'm running into are people that say, well, you know, what's such a big reaction? A guy's going to be in jail for life. You got to be kidding me. How can you rest knowing this? Well, there'll be any appeals. You have to go through that. Hey, I know the Fitzgerald family. They're willing to go through appeals if that guy had gotten the death penalty. Because what they're doing is they're doing it for us also. And they would step up to go through that. Now they have to live with this, and he might get out someday. Gary in Newtown. Gary, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Dom. How are you, sir?
Good.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to root for Thomas Massie. Hopefully he gets what he needs, and hopefully the big, beautiful bill goes a little bit more financially to our favor, meaning you and our favor, right? Like, stop spending all the money. But my side question answer today is very similar to Move. I'm going to go to David Koresh, where 80 people died, a lot of them women and children.
Yeah, that was a religious, the church of I want to have sex with a bunch of women primarily. Remember Janet Reno there? Oh, my God. Karen in North Carolina. Karen, welcome.
Hey, Dom. Hello from North Carolina.
Hi, Karen.
Before there were evangelicals on TV, you had mentioned something about looking for a Catholic, and the first televangelist was Bishop Fulton Sheen.
I took him off, though, Karen. Yeah, I took him off.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Oh, no, he's the old time.
He had,
if you remember... if you've seen it, the most piercing eyes imaginable. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. And he won an Emmy Award.
Oh, yeah.
And his ratings were so good that he bumped Frank Sinatra off of a primetime show.
All right. I'll put it in. Thank you, Karen. Didn't hear that in the beginning. All right. It's time that we arrive at a decision here. Well, you know, Drew in Upper Darby, I think, has got a quick one that I have a little story on. Drew, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, back in the early 90s, I believe the NFL, they told all the players, don't pray after the game.
Mm-hmm.
But out of defiance, I think it was led by Reggie White, and it still goes on today. After every game at the 50-yard line, black players, white players, they all pray. And the whole country doesn't only see it. I think the whole world sees it. And they still do it today. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. I thought he was going to say Tim Tebow. I was invited to this big pro-life celebration dinner, and I got to sit next to Tim Tebow's mom. It was all arranged. And she got on the phone with the Jets, I think. Oh, man, you talk about competitive, you know, because of the son. Look, I realize the flaws. He did win 7 in a row in Denver, though. Just saying. I realize the flaws.
Very low scoring games.
Yeah, well, Tim Tebow could play for me, though. I realize he may not be a quarterback, but I get it. All right, Kirk, we'll start off with you. Who did you like today?
I got to go with Joe from Columbus.
Joe of Columbus with all the things.
All the things.
Outside the box. Okay.
That's outside the box. So
Henry?
I like Minnie and Texas' answer of Philly Jesus.
Yes.
Barb and Hercel with Tim McGraw. I thought that was a very good call. And Craig in Maryland with the Jim Jones. I thought that was outside the box and a good call.
Yeah, they were a good call. All right, I can go with the Jim Jones. It was a good call in Maryland, too. Put his name into the hat. Tomorrow, be thinking all-time great sports film. But the scene is what we want, or that moment, particularly if you can do it in it. Don't say Rudy, though. I'm sorry to tell you that. I hate Rudy. Rudy's. Yeah, I know. It's just something about it turns me off. I know that Ray and Glenn really tanked Rudy in their top 100 sports films. I don't think Rocky was number one. I'll have to look it up by tomorrow.
Tough list.
All right. Rich Cioli is next for 4 big hours, and we'll be with you tomorrow with some great guests, some great ideas. We'll see if the big new bill, beautiful bill, moves forward, or Thomas Massey is holding the fort. Rich next, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.